AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building, the number to call, 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 3rd of October, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Salvation Army Captain Miley Haddon as we preview the 23rd annual KVOE Drive for Food coming up in 2 weeks. Captain Haddon, good morning. How are you today?
I am good, and I'm excited about the upcoming Pack the Pantry.
What has you most excited about that effort here over the next couple of weeks?
Well, if you've been on our pantry, you will have noticed that our shelves are pretty bare. So we have a lot of empty shelves. We're really excited to get some food back on those shelves and give our clients a choice.
How bare is bare, I guess, is my next question.
What?
How bare is bare? What do you have versus what you don't?
Yeah, we need everything. We always need a lot of breakfast cereals. We've actually worked down our overstock of vegetables, so we're only down to green beans. We always need canned fruit. Pineapple is pretty popular. tomato products. We do have still quite a bit of like cans of diced tomatoes, but particularly pasta sauces. And then all kinds of soups. We need a lot of soups, cans, refried beans seem to be the most popular, and then any kind of side dishes. And would you believe it, we don't have any top ramen.
What?
You're out of ramen?
What?
Whoa. You know it's bad.
So we have really worked down all of our back stock, and so we were down to just the bare minimals. Again, the canned proteins like tuna is good too, and then any kind of baking items since we're coming into the holiday season. So, and snack items. So yeah, we're pretty bare. So we're pretty excited for the upcoming food drive to stock our pantry again.
Well, we'd like to thank all that participate, including all the schools. They do a great job in helping us out. And also we want to give a shout-out to ESB Financial. They're a drop-off location in both of their locations on Industrial and Merchant. Also Newman Regional Health, a couple of drop-off locations, Entrance C and Entrance F, and also LCAT at 402 Commercial. So we want to make this as easy as we possibly can, Thursday, October 19th. But first, the first step is this, getting us your address. That's it. You can text us at 342-5863, email kvoe@kvoe.com, or call us at 342-1400. Give us your address. Then in the morning of Thursday, October 19th, leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway, and a member of the KVOE Drive for Food team will be by to pick it up. And we want to thank Boy Scout Troop number 157 and all of our volunteers that are hard at it and will be hard at it, we hope, Thursday morning, October 17th, because we will pick all of this food up and then make the delivery to the Salvation Army and put it in the pantry that we hope will then be packed by the afternoon of Thursday.
That's right.
October 19th. So that is an easy way to participate and help out the many people that the Salvation Army serve. And what kind of numbers are we looking at, Captain Haddon? You still seeing the need out there?
Oh, yeah, and the need is increasing. Like you say, we have pantry open 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday afternoons. Those appointment slots are always full. We ask people to call the day before for pantry appointment. And it, yes, like I say, the need is great and it's increasing.
I was going to ask kind of what type of trends you're seeing. Is this kind of been a steady increase throughout the year then, Captain Haddon, or now that school's underway, you started to see a little bit more of a spike?
Well, it's steady as far as people coming through the pantry, but we've seen a lot of new people using the pantry. So, you know, that kind of indicates that the need is greater because we have a lot more new people that are using the pantry and young families.
Is there specific maybe factors that you're seeing that's leading to that increase?
Well, from what I'm hearing, obviously the price of food. I mean, you know, your dollar just doesn't go as far, and you know, families just need that extra help because the month gets long and the paycheck is short. So.
And last year, you did a little pantry moving. Within the Salvation Army building from downstairs to upstairs. How's that worked out?
It's great. It provides a much better service to our public. The pantry's brighter. We don't have to deal with the stairs. People can, you know, take a wagon through the pantry and, you know, load the food right out to their car. So, yes, it has worked really well, and we've gotten a lot of positive response from it.
Captain Haddon, shifting gears here from the local situation to, you know, the need that's really been unfolding in the southeast, the deep south, you know, with the remnants of Hurricane Helene, what efforts are you involved with right now to maybe help in there, in those areas?
Yeah, so we mostly encourage people, obviously, to send their monetary donations. You can bring checks into the Salvation Army, and then we can get those to our disaster services that are on the ground there in those affected areas. There's ways to give online, particularly through the national website. So either way, if you bring a check to us or you donate online, it's going to go 100% to that disaster area. They are rallying volunteers. We can give you that information. They're setting up some command centers, like I think it's the south part of Illinois, where they're starting to set up some of those commands. And so we have a website where people can go and get like the basic EDS, emergency disaster training, you know, and then they'll gather your contact information and, you know, see if you're a person that's available to travel and go help with the disaster. We do have that kind of comes through our Kansas City office. But yes, we have those opportunities.
Yeah, let's get some links here to us so we can send them in the right way if they want to look at volunteering or get those donations in, because there are so many people in need, and the need just grows, it seems like, daily. They haven't uncovered everything that has been torn apart from Hurricane.
The monetary is the best, because then they can purchase what they need, water, you know, blankets and all that. Bringing stuff to us doesn't help very well because we don't have a way to ship it over there. And, you know, and then everything has to be sent to a central location anyway and sorted and delivered. So strategically, that's a little bit more difficult for us. But yes, monetary donations, again, either through our website or, you know, you can bring a check in and we can get it there.
Yeah, we'll get that information, put it on our website so we can link to where, you know, because we want people to obviously be aware and be alert too. You know, unfortunately, there are folks out there that are scamming, you know, and taking advantage of people who want to give.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure, and then the captain, obviously, we want to make it Salvation Army, and the money's going to where we want it to get to, that's going to help the people directly, so...
Yep, that's absolutely right. Like, say, if it says disaster on it, it is used for disaster.
Okay.
So. All right, sounds good. Captain Haddon, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning?
No, I just thank you, and I thank the community for their supporting us in our mission as we serve the community.
Well, we'll try to get you on. We want to get you on one more time before our big day here in 2 weeks, Thursday, October 19th, as we pack the pantry at the Salvation Army, and then we'll get set to ring some bells here in November. How'd that be?
That's absolutely right. So that comes next.
All right, Captain, thanks. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Captain Miley Haddon joining us here. And, yeah, we'll get the disaster relief links you know, from the captain, and to make it as easy, you know, as possible for you to donate and make sure that money is going where it should be.
And where you want it to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, our next available date is the 11th, so a week from tomorrow. If you want that date or one of the other ones that are scattered through the month of October into November, just call us, 620-342-1400. Kayla Kat-Dork is joining us, which means it's time for a First Friday preview tomorrow morning.
It's going to be a beautiful First Friday date and night tomorrow, looks like. Wow.
My gosh.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's Jeff Hodges, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. It is 731, 61 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Get the most out of your wireless service with Nextech Wireless. Get unlimited talk and text with 22 gigabytes of high-speed data for $25 a month. And that's not all. We have all the latest devices and a team who will help you every step of the way. Get a device on